Hello.
And welcome to this week's episode of The Lag Factor.
Yeah, The Lag Factor. It's still lagging a bit.
I think we might have figured out why it's lagging.
Right. Maybe we can plug this back in.
Well, there we are. It's working. Whoa, look how much better that works now. Oh, that's going to...
It was just that, but that's opening a window.
Okay, so we're okay?
And that's just that.
Okay, there we are. Pretty excited for today's episode. Hope to see some...
Are you actually blind?
Busper? Pipsica? Oh,
hope
A, B,
to see
C,
some
I
buses,
see.
People, and different types of buses.
Fair enough. Well, what
you've come to the right place, Gary.
We've got a trolley bus right there, a non-trolley bus right there, some cars right there, some people there.
Oh, should we change our pit and tweet?
Oh, yeah, we need to update that. We need to get, like...
What's a good pip tweet? I'll just unpin it.
Leave it till later.
Well, we can do it like now.
What episode are we up to?
We're up to 13, I think.
13? Almost 14.
14? No, 14. 14?
14?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost 15.
We haven't actually uploaded last week's to the show.
I did last week's, this week's.
Yeah, you did. Might have thrown off all our users. Still crackling a bit.
Oh, wow. What are we going to do? Buy a real piece of hardware?
Oh, there was like a Hammond's bus.
Oh, the white one?
Yeah.
Instant replay. It's too late.
I'm a bit taller than you.
Oh, okay, so...
I like the high viz. Oh, yes!
Easy, mate. Easy. Right. What even was that? Was that a charter bus?
Nah, that's a Go Wellington, but one of the other colours.
Why is it going... Because it was just a normal Turner.
Just a normal Turner.
Jesus.
Hey.
I'm just going to open up a beer once again.
Hello. Stephen's opening a beer. Shall we... Did everyone hear that?
Couldn't hear it much. today I'm drinking... this is not the beer I thought it was. Whatever. I'm drinking the Tuatara Mott Eureka New Zealand Pilsner. 5% alcohol by volume.
Honestly, this might be our beer run. What do we want? Max?
Just say beer. Please not Max. I don't mind. Beer. So what do we got on the list today? We got the two lands?
We've got two lanes. One is empty. Actually hasn't been much InfoSec news this week, has there? Like, none at all?
I think we might have a case of driving in the wrong lane there.
Well, I know there was something about crack on a bus and people throwing rocks at buses.
And there was something about a lot of factoring, like a bus factor or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, just all bus this week.
All buses. Do you like that pun? Get it? Because cryptography, like factor, like cryptography is to do with factoring, and the bus factor is the bus factor.
Yeah.
You get it?
And there's some rocks that sometimes get thrown at buses. I actually don't see rocks getting thrown at buses.
Who throws rocks at buses?
Oh, no. And I also don't see much crack on buses. In New Zealand.
We don't have much crack here.
Yeah.
We have like a lot of non-crack cocaine. Well, I mean, not like a lot. We've
probably got some.
Yeah, but not like fucking Australia, isn't it? A lot of cocaine there.
That's gone down. Well, we got like heaps in there.
And if we got that,
it just keeps on going. We might need to keep on top of that. Might go off the screen.
Oh wow.
Imagine
okay.
if it just went off the screen.
But the bus factor pun isn't actually to do with cryptography and factoring. The bus factor, I just mean like this, I just made the pun this week. It's not a pun normally. Right, what do you think?
No
walkers though. Come on, walkers. What are you doing? Okay, well, let's jump into some news.
All right, so first article of the bus lane is...
The crack cocaine story?
Yeah, the crack cocaine story.
When you're snorting Wi-Fi.
Should we just...
That's the good shit.
Do a, like, pun episode?
Pun episode. I think it's
pretend
happening.
That crack isn't actually a security issue. Just, like, make up stories.
Good question. Is it a security issue? It's not an important security issue, is it?
I don't really see it that bad.
But got a lot of rep. Got a lot of rep.
It's an interesting one. I enjoyed the technical details about it.
Yeah, the kind of key replay stuff, the spec doesn't prohibit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, key replay. Your key just gets zeroed out on like Linux based devices. So,
like, oh, okay, you're talking about that part of it. Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah. Especially because they implemented that feature, the like cryptographic key zeroing to try and make it secure.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, let's zero out the key when we're done with it to keep it secure, which fucked them. That is good. Like,
yeah.
People talk about
kind of funny.
Yeah. People talk about security products hurting people, but what about security features?
Yeah.
That's why I keep all of my keys in resident memory. That way I can never get hit by this bug.
Fair enough. Well, this guy stopped pretty forward.
Yeah. He's not over like the next line.
No, nah, he's not. He's not.
Mm.
So someone thought this was Thebus factor.
Thebus factor? Hey, look, there's people dancing down there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, snap. Dance,
should we hide
dance.
The chat they, like, momentarily?
I think I saw those guys. Up
oh, you can't
on,
really see it. Because
they're blurry, blurry blur. Smudge.
It's the tape. And
Should
we click this one? The one saying...
I will...
Nah.
Yeah.
Stephen will leave.
Yeah. We actually have a front-facing camera by virtue of having a laptop.
Oh, shit, it's actually on. I wonder if it... well, not like on, but...
Yeah, it's yeah,
yeah there we go.
The light was on. It was very scary, ominous. Crack, yeah. Interesting. I do like the kind of technical replay key part of it, especially considering it's a kind of reliability mechanism. Like the entire we got someone covering the webcam to make sure that
did everyone see his face all right? It's getting right up in there.
After we dropped that LED turn off O-day. Yeah, no, it's a reliability mechanism, which I think is also interesting, that you can replay this message because it might be lost, so allow it to be replayed so that it can still reliably exchange stuff.
Oh. Nah.
Easy, mate. Easy. Look at him. He's calculated. He knew. Calculated 100%.
I actually saw a red light runner today on a bus. I was in the bus.
You're in a bus?
Yeah, I was in the bus.
Did you bus in and out for lunch, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I actually bussed off and then rode down.
With you bust up with your bike or your bike? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have the bike.
Jeez.
I didn't actually want to bring the bike in today because it's Friday, but.
And here we are.
Yeah, well, I've got my lunch, so went back to get it.
Is there anything else interesting about crack? I don't think so.
I guess we should say, what should people do about it?
Update your shit. Like, yeah. That's fairly good advice most of the time.
We haven't seen it yet. But
okay.
What if they can't update?
Oh, is this a lead-in to the other story on the list?
I suppose it kind of relates
to
that.
Or are you just trying to make fun of the media who was like, never use Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is the devil, you'll be hacked.
I know. Satan, I think there's a lot of scaremongering in this. But
hell yeah.
Yeah, like, in general, the attack's, like, not that bad. Because... I don't know. Like, it's not persistent. You can't get the keys. Doesn't inject all the time.
It's not that bad. Though, yes, as someone has pointed out in the chat, update your shit for Android users ain't such useful advice.
Oh, yeah. So we actually had a discussion in the office the other day. What if you're on a phone that just doesn't get updates? Turns out the Commerce Commission has... Commerce Commission in New Zealand has come forward and say that... Hey, that is valid claim on the Consumer Guarantees Act.
Goods have to be fit for service, and no updates means they are unfit for service.
So they can make it fit by just having a thing saying this phone doesn't get security updates, which I would love
to
read.
It has to be to do with like fit for purpose for, you know, like you think it's fit for purpose. So if you know that it doesn't get security updates, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I would like to see this go to ComCom. Or even, like, someone else who deals with kind of, like, the advertising side of it.
Yeah. Well, we've got someone going through the process at the moment.
But we're not lawyers. I just think it would mean that, you know, it'd be interesting to see it actually happen.
Is a camera refresh.
Yeah, the camera refresh is at 60 hertz or something. Those are LEDs that... See, this one's not flashing. You see it? That's because it's not actually lit up. Just fine. That's a camera. We are more than happy to receive a...
They're just having a disco party on the bus.
Well, those guys down there are having a disco. Look at them go. Dance, dance, dance.
Yeah, they're still going.
I don't know why they don't. They look vaguely military.
Yeah, they do a bit.
I saw them drinking up on a roof over there.
Oh, naughty.
No, they were loud. It was like a balcony.
Right. Yeah,
I don't know who they are. You can't see them, but there are dancing people. So
well, I kind of tried to show them before, so we hide the chat window.
They're in the blur there.
In that blur.
Just underneath.
They're not really dancing that much anymore.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're kind of just going. Maybe they're listening to this.
Maybe.
You reckon?
Are they doing the Macarena? Yeah, that's all they were, I think. I don't know. Maybe.
Do you like how I could just turn that on with a clicker button?
Oh, fancy. Maybe they found out that crack is not actually a big issue and they're dancing because they're like, we can use Wi-Fi again. Yay.
And they've had to wait until the bus factor to hear that out. It's not actually that bad.
I think maybe
it could be bad for some users of Wi-Fi though, right?
Enterprise users and whatnot.
Yeah, so like people that are using WFA Enterprise.
It's a bad
they
bug,
think
yeah.
It protects from a lot of stuff, but
it's a bad bug, like, yeah. Sure. It's not that bad. I do think there is maybe an interesting thing if you were a, what do you call it, like a sociologist who is interested in how some stories become popular. Like, do you remember a few years back, many years back now, when it seemed like every 6 months there would be some other massive health issue that was going to cause the apocalypse,
yeah.
Like SARS, yeah. And swine flu. And it feels like for a period there, every 6 months there was another egregious health issue that was going to murder everyone. It was the end of the world.
Yeah.
And that kind of stopped. I don't know. But maybe maybe someone who does sociology or some other thing. I don't know. I don't know about this.
But it's basically like viral marketing.
For sickness and yeah. Bugs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like the crack guys.
It's viral marketing for a negative market.
Yeah. The crack guys clearly marketed their shit, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they'd known it about it a while. We could talk about the timeline a bit.
Oh, yeah. Like, so you're talking about the OpenBSD part?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Old Theo.
I'm going to turn you down a bit. It's like clicking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, try again.
Yeah, got a few clicks.
Yeah, it's not great. So, yeah, they... You
Jesus, say. Did you see that?
Oh, should we get a wiggle on?
Instant replay.
He's, so you can't really see the lights.
The guy... Nah, it's this guy runs across with a guitar, and the bus is like, oh, no, I want to go. Oh.
That's a pretty good replay.
Like yeah, that was good. I think we've got more lag. There was a bit more replay, because yeah. Our replay is... We just... play the Twitch stream.
Yeah. Yeah, so the OpenBSD thing was they told a bunch of people about the bug in advance. And
they told
course,
basically all the vendors.
All the vendors? Yeah, pretty close to it.
Most of the big ones, but yeah.
Told OpenBSD. OpenBSD is like, oh, you have an embargo on that. No, thank you. I'll just patch it now, please.
Yeah, well, you've given me a patch, so... yeah, because they gave patches to everyone as well.
Yeah. So they applied it, and they were in their disclosure thing, they were like, not going to do that again. OpenBSD doesn't get... Like,
yeah, so their solution to that embargo leak was, we just won't tell OpenBSD.
That's a like valid thing. They said they'll tell OpenBSD like the day before. And to be fair, OpenBSD is...
usually pretty quick.
Could use the term agile. Yeah, they apply patches quickly. And I'm guessing OpenBSD users also are like, oh, security issue, I'll apply that. So it kind of works. I'm okay with it. Though it is a tough thing. You hear about a big issue. Do you apply the patch in advance?
Mm.
I mean, the answer is you don't. That's a dick move. But I can see why you'd want to.
Oh, otherwise, we'll just like get lost and shit.
Not get lost. Not an issue like
agile
this.
World. You've worked in agile offices, haven't you?
Yeah.
Imagine you got a patch and like 6 months down the track, you hit
6 months. It was not 6 months.
It was close to 6 months.
Still, like, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with the OpenBSD thing. I think if you as a software project can't handle apply this patch at some point in the future, like you got bigger problems.
Yeah.
If you can't handle your patching process. And
I mean, I'm all for deadlines. So we've actually got deadlines on a few people and we're going to talk about stuff next week.
Oh, yes.
Chikon.
The official... Oh, wait. Did we have one to drop this week? Or is that next week?
No, it's
the first one's next week. The official...
But
Bus
we've
Factor
got another one.
O-Day box of goodies. Yes.
Yeah.
Put them in, wait 60 days, and pull them back out.
I need to, like, work on some more.
This one's a really bad O-Day. It's not interesting. It's a shitty O-Day.
It's actually been around for a while, but you can get free shit out of it.
I actually dropped this one on HashKiwiCon about a year ago.
You didn't write it up fully, though.
Oh, no. I was just like, holy shit, guys, don't use this website. Like, your credit card details are going to be missing if you use it.
I've been, like, noticing. They took me out for a coffee, and I, like, emailed them again yesterday.
Oh, and have
like,
they patched it?
Oh, my God, that lady's waving at us.
That lady.
Look at her.
What? I don't think she's... I really don't think she's waving at us.
She's not waving.
I think that guy down there was waving as well.
Our listeners just can't see.
There were two people kind of waving. It was very confusing. I really don't think that lady was waving at us. She was on the phone. Oh, shit, it's the bus factor. I'm just waving at the bus. Oh, fuck. I suspect that's not what happened.
So let's
end the crack stuff. We got some O-Days to drop.
Oh, yeah, O-Days. Yeah, yeah.
Shitty one next week and a really, really good one.
It's an interesting one because...
It's interesting.
It's so easy to fix. I've literally told them how to fix
it. It doesn't make an O-Day interesting,
though. Oh, I know, but... Well, our other one's pretty trivial as well.
Oh, yeah, but that one's good.
Well, it's trivial to execute, but...
Hell yeah.
This one's...
Should we do it if it's not patched, should we do it live?
Yeah, I reckon we could do it
live. We should ask for callers to provide us with... Oh, no, that breaks the law. It does break the law.
You went a bit over budget there.
Bit over budget.
Yeah, talking about some things.
Should we ask customers to provide us with... Oh, wait, no, that was fine. I didn't reveal anything. What's the case? We're done with crack, so you're kind of boring. Interesting. I guess the last thing is, do you think we'll see more attacks like this? Like, I'm not well-versed in cryptographic attacks. Is a key replay attack common?
So one of the things when I was reading through the crack paper was it might have not been in the actual paper, but maybe just on the website, they were saying they hope that more people focus more on the protocols rather than the implementations.
It wasn't this implementation bug mainly?
So this was a protocol bug because it wasn't specified, so all the implementations did something differently.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And if they didn't allow for this like kind of re-key exchanging thing, then they were out of spec, which some of them were.
So the protocol, the handshake itself has been proven to be secure, but in like four separate things, you've got a four-way handshake, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, that's secure. It's when you start getting the third packet, like, repeatedly.
Yeah, exactly,
hasn't been tested or, like, formally proven. So I think it's good that people are
starting to... Open source your crypto, bro.
Yeah, it'll probably get worse.
If you open source it or don't.
Well, it'll get worse probably initially and then better.
Maybe. I don't know. Don't know enough about
people are talking about Toast, Wi-Fi, Toast.
Just how I like it.
The question is, Gary... Does your toaster have Wi-Fi?
If it does, it's probably not going to be patched, is it?
Oh, I think we got beer.
You already got a beer.
Yeah,
Let's move on. What have we got next? Oh, yeah, let's go with a related story, which is, did you guys know, this one's not much of a story. It's just, I found this out. I found this out yesterday.
On the third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found this out while trying to patch crack. Turns out OpenWrt.
Yeah.
In the same family as DDWRT and Tomato and a few other projects.
We've got like heaps.
Well, thank you.
Oh, it's your favorite beer, Stephen.
Oh, kill me. It's not the same one. It's the different one. It's Max, but it's not Three Walls. OpenWrt, it kind of doesn't exist anymore.
Why did that just pop up again?
Probably the wiggly majiggy.
Oh my god, is that just...
OpenWrt kind of doesn't exist. Turns out there's a project called the LEED Project, LEDE, which is a shitty name. LEED Project sounds cool, but did you know what stands for Linux Embedded Development Environment?
Oh, weird.
Yeah, which is not a router. My router is not a Linux Embedded Development Environment. So it sounds cool.
Do you do
cool.
development on it?
No.
You should. You should start doing development.
It sounds hellish. Like it's like some fucking shitty MIPS-based architecture, like 6 megabytes of RAM or something. I'll die. Can't do it. Can it even run Emacs, bro? Can it even run Emacs?
Emacs?
Yeah. 6 mega RAM. I don't know if Emacs is going to be able to handle that.
It might. Yeah. I mean, Emacs is one of those operating systems, right?
Yeah. Could take 6 megs. In any case, I thought it was interesting.
I think it was 8 megs. Emacs. 8 megs and still counting?
Oh, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that count?
That makes sense.
And counting still, I think.
Something like that. Oh, and swapping still swapping or something.
There's so many like that.
Yeah.
The toaster didn't have Wi-Fi. That's good. Patch it.
But love the good crack.
Oh, open source the private keys. I like that idea.
Open source the private
keys? A lot of people already do.
Accidentally.
If you just look on GitHub, search for private key.
I don't think GitHub does anymore. I think they implemented like an anti-post your private key thing or something. I can't remember.
Oh, you can still fit it in places. like just as a string. Oh, there was one.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you just so you know. So it goes red, orange.
We need that little cartoon graphic that.
Yeah, we were
nicely.
Talking about that. Which one is it? Two. We haven't actually been watching much.
Sorry, I'll turn this way. Anyway, the point is, if you were trying to patch your OpenWrt install, not going to go so well. I reflashed to this lead project, and they actually released a patch, so good on them, I guess.
Yeah, but you should follow up to see, well, not follow up, just check in like a month to see whether OpenWrt does release a patch.
OpenWrt haven't released an update in like a year or something.
Oh, yeah, you were saying it was quite...
It's been like a year, maybe more. Which I don't really care about. I was just like, oh, must not have any major changes.
Because there's a fork or...
Oh, those are kids. From where I was looking, it looked like an adult like manhandling the
shit
out of a kid.
Did you see that pigeon?
No.
That pigeon just like...
Oh, shit. Is that some B-roll time?
Nah.
Do you
want to
wait?
B-roll.
You want to wait? What's the time? Wait. Okay. It's we not... have got a pigeon coming up for you, so if you want... We missed a red light runner? Like, fucking pop it up. Bump it up.
Huh? When?
I don't know. I just see we missed one. Let's bump it up.
When did I say that? What?
No, that's
who
what
said
the
that?
Chat said.
Oh,
chat said we missed one.
Did we miss it and the streams has lagged?
No. Look, I'll take it. We need to get this.
Let us know if that was an incorrect bumping up.
I also saw someone recording again the other day, but it wasn't.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, he missed it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Fuck. Sorry. Shit.
Oh,
I saw someone recording.
Jane.
I saw. Whoa, this looks illegal.
Whoa, it's a duck.
Ducky. I saw someone recording. Wine?
Yeah. Did you see how she was drinking?
Out of the bottle?
Yeah.
I drank it out of the bottle. I once transferred it into a Coke bottle and then drank it out of the Coke bottle for the night. But that was because the person was like, I don't really want glass in my house. And I was like, fine.
Coke doesn't for the want wine. Glass in their house.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because drunk people, this was like
a party,
200
yeah.
person party
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, didn't help. it's actually just a duck. We don't specify upright or flat.
Whoa!
It's actually
whoa.
A goose.
No.
That was...
It's a duck.
Fuck, okay.
Yeah, it's a duck.
Okay.
It was...
Jesus Christ.
It
was
going to
be
a
goose. And then it was a duck. Jeez. Oh, fucking scaring me. We need a little legend.
Yeah, because I think we were saying a duck, it could be upright coming one way, flat coming the other. But
yeah, that's right.
I don't think we've seen enough to distinguish.
The bird and duck-based navigation system is in place. It's just not... Hasn't been ratified. We haven't put an ROC up for a year or anything.
Our like most common bird is a goose.
Yeah, it's true. We do mainly get geese around here.
Yeah, especially the golden goose.
We do not mainly get golden geese.
Yeah, I think we get
we've
them
had a
every
golden
time.
Goose once, and it was amazing. But still.
Oh, I looked at the video again. I started cutting out
video.
Some highlights to chuck on YouTube.
Yeah, I've had that on my computer for ages. Hey, so the point is, anyway, if you're running OpenWrt, which we were in the office, we just reflash it with lead and it works okay, I guess. Same interface, same everything. Do that. But once again, sometimes it's hard to patch. Well, you can say, hey, patch your crack, but if you got a crack you can't patch, how are you going to patch it? No patches
patch it.
For your crack.
Well, I'll just take it back to whatever telco you bought it from. And
oh, thanks, OpenWrt. I'll go back and take it back to the OpenWrt people.
Well, no, I suppose you wouldn't buy it stock. Yeah.
Well, you can actually buy OpenWrt stock or DDWRT stock. I had a router which came with DDWRT.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
How old is it?
I got rid of it. I brought it like when I was in Sydney, so like
that must be
7 years ago.
Yeah,
pretty long ago. I was in Sydney ages ago actually.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's going on here? Just going really slow.
Think what?
They were just going really slow. The cars. Normally they fucking hoon through here.
Oh, I think it just started. There must have just been a slow person in the front.
Yeah.
Well, that guy had like heaps of tags on his hand.
Nice. Okay, hey, what's our next news story?
So next on the bus lane.
The bus lane.
Oh, some kid was throwing rocks at buses.
Is it actually rocks? I haven't seen the name for this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was rocks.
ROCS.
Can we look this up? We might be wrong. We even tweeted it. Oh, there's a small bug with this. Do an action. You gotta
Hugh runs Cyanogen Mod. And no, I'm not talking about Lineage OS. I'm talking about Cyanogen Mod. He's gone through, this is his third screen on this phone. And this one's still broken because every time he puts a new one on, it breaks.
Now, this isn't, this is the third screen.
Yeah, this is the third screen.
And it's broken.
It's broken. True open source hippie.
Oh, it might not be called Rocks.
There's more than dozens of people in New Zealand. Just look, fucking look out, mate. They're just milling around everywhere.
Well, there is actually dozens of people in New Zealand.
True, technically, yes. There's right.
More.
More than dozens.
Okay, that's not it. RSA.
I don't think it's Rocks. We're talking about, in any case,
RSA factoring.
The RSA factoring attack. Bug that came up. No, that's a generic term, dude.
No, I'm pretty sure it comes up with it.
There's thousands of RSA factoring attacks, though. You see?
Chilling.
You're a silly Billy. He doesn't know how to search. We're talking about, of course, the Infineon bug in their hardware that resulted in keys being generated on Infineon hardware being weak and factorable, just like the bus factor. Get it? The bus factor, factorable. He's still trying to find the thing. Supposedly, he thinks it's called Rocks. I'm not so sold that it is. But there definitely is a bug there.
Oh, like I had it. I've actually got it on my laptop.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's move on.
Well, we can't move on. What do you want to move on to?
No, I mean, start carrying on with the story, you nincompoop.
What story are we talking about?
The RSA factoring one.
Oh, yeah?
Do you really need this here? Oh, my goodness. It's like you go at... There's also this cable right here.
That's your cable.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, jeez.
Remember how you plugged it in?
Yeah, I remember. What does it affect? It affects anything that uses the Infineon chip, which is surprisingly a large amount of things. For example, smart cards.
Yeah, pretty much every smart card uses it.
Not every smart card, I don't think.
Oh, like, there was a big list.
Yeah. So the YubiKeys is the one that I care about. YubiKey 4s, if you generate your RSA keys on the chip, which you should be doing if you are doing that, which I wasn't. So it's a fairly unused feature of the YubiKey 4. Not the Neo, not the U2F. But if you went to do that at some point, it would be bad. You would be hacked. What do you do when you witness a horrible bus crash? If you're on the bus factor, I run down with a camera and fucking get gnarly photos of like people dying and bloody.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
Fucking great. Can you imagine how good it would be? Are we got a tenner? Is it a tenner right here? Surely there's a tenner.
Yeah.
Boy.
We got one.
Yeah, boy. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. South Coast, Rory. Oh, shit. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Come
on. Pretty close. Oh,
I was feeling really good about that one. You right?
Yeah, I'm right. What was the chip name again?
Infineon. He's still trying to find the name of it. Who cares what the name of it is?
You're just repeating it for our listeners.
Oh, my goodness. It's... Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
What's the impact? I don't know. The impact is that if you have these RSA keys, you're going to be pwned, I guess. Though the 2048-bit keys cost $40,000 on any booster factor.
It's not much.
I mean, it's not much for factoring RSA keys, but it is a lot as well. Probably not going to happen to me. Someone wouldn't factor my keys for $40,000. That being said, let's say the cost comes down by half every year. $40,000 this year, $20,000 the next year, $10,000, $5,000. $5,000, someone might pay $5,000 to fuck with me. And it's only in 4 years' time. And, you know, we use these RSA keys for a long time, so definitely worth dealing with. But you can't patch, of course, right?
Rocker.
R-O-C-A. There we are, you got it.
I was close.
Come on, you put the phone down now. Contribute back to the show. How do you patch this one?
There are tools that you can check whether your key is vulnerable.
It doesn't sound like patching.
So when you find a vulnerable key, you replace it. It's like the Debian RSA vulnerability that they had with the
yes, but of course
private
you
number
can't,
generator that they just like...
You can patch that one, though.
Hit the floor. No, you can't patch the key.
You can't patch the key. You can patch the bug.
Yeah, you can patch the bug. So to patch the bug, you patch the Infineon chip.
Yeah, which you do by buying a new one.
Yeah, which you can get one. You send it back and you get a new one, right?
Sometimes. I think there were some people who weren't doing it. So, for example, the Estonian ID cards all use the smart card system, and they're all based on this chip. Bad. It's bad, Estonia. Bad, no biscuit.
Side note.
Yeah?
Can we get a better laptop that doesn't click every 2 seconds?
We'll put it on our list to do. It's using 10% CPU. What the fuck is it doing? Hang on, we do need Ableton open.
Oh, did you hear that?
Ceph Bootstrap. What the fuck is Ceph? I reckon Ceph
is... don't kill it. Don't kill it.
I was going to go open file location. It's OBS. It's probably like a... Oh, you know what it'll be? It'll be all these fucking scenes here, mate. Coming back at you live from the Bus Factor, also who accidentally switches to scenes that are bad.
We've got some... Oh, we weren't on that. They couldn't hear us.
Oh, they couldn't hear us. Okay. We've got so many scenes.
And they couldn't hear us on the last scene as well.
I don't know. What's our takeaway for the rocker?
The rocker, yeah.
Probably worse than crack, do you think?
It affects quite a lot. So it doesn't affect me. So if you... It
doesn't affect me either.
Yeah, it's only if you generate the keys on the devices.
It will affect TPMs. If you have a BitLocker hard drive done with just a TPM, I don't know how it affects having a pin as well, but just a TPM. Bad.
Yeah, I think it still affected that because it, like...
Yeah, you want to do your key generation.
They generate a key.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad case. If I was like a Dragnet Market guy, of course, like I wouldn't be running Windows. I would, but I don't know.
I mean, in general, good advice is also to not use RSA 2048, like upgrade to a better key bit size.
So did it affect?
Nah.
Did it affect 4096 as well, but it was just not practical factor?
Yeah, they said it was just like not practical.
Yeah, because...
So it probably will be...
Dollars, 40K, the next one will probably be...
So
like
we might see in a couple of months that it is.
A couple of months seems pretty close.
Someone to fine tune it. Once they release like their tools to actually do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because at the moment they've only released tools to...
To check.
Yeah, just to check. And that's just like checking against known primes and stuff.
Yeah, so I guess we handle this roughly the same way we handled the Debian bug.
Yeah.
Which is... Sucks to be a Debian user.
Make a new thing. Yeah, Debian user or any Debian derivative.
Which I don't know any of those.
Are you sure?
I did see...
That was a big one.
GitHub fairly quickly pushed out a change that would be like, hey, this key is weak. You need to regenerate it. Even the 4096 keys.
Yep.
So Old mate Finchie had to region his keys.
Oh.
But I thought that was very proactive of GitHub. And I guess they are a leader in terms of like proactive security shit.
Yeah.
They kind of have to be, don't they?
I think they do quite a good job.
They do. They do. It's good. I don't know.
Do you reckon? One more.
Easy, mate. Fucking got an easy.
Easy.
Oh, we've only had two.
Yeah, it's not going good today.
Shit, what's happening in the chat?
That's a workaround, not a patch. You lie.
11 out of 10. Love that ratings. Workaround. Yeah, cool.
It's not a patch. I don't know. Do you think crack's a big bug? So do you think the amount of news...
No,
sorry,
we're
not
on crack. Rocker.
Do you think Rocker, the amount of news it got, was proportional to the bug?
Probably not. There was more on crack than there was on Rocker.
Yeah, but do you think either was proportional to how bad the bug is?
Well, I think crack was overrated.
Yes.
So I think it got too much. And rock, there wasn't that much on because it came out.
It was a pretty... I mean, not in mainstream, but in...
Reading out. But like a lot of people were more focused on the crack to start with because there was a lot more hype on it.
Yeah.
And
so
it came out on the same day. So these both got dropped on Tuesday, was it?
It must be Tuesday. As we pointed out, like a sociologist could look at which bugs get the most hype or just a marketer. Oh, look, ambulance.
Whoa.
Someone might have died. Look at that.
He's live on the Bus Factor.
Oh, is he gonna stop? And then
I think he's stopping. Oh,
you can't see it. This move the chat window.
Sorry, hide the chat. Chat.
Yeah, there's an ambulance down there. You can see his. Yeah, look at him. He is blocking all the buses. This is what we live for, fellas. This is it. This is it.
And so the buses are having to go over the other side of the road.
Short of seeing someone die live on stream, this is the best we're gonna get. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Turn the chat back. They get that it's there, so yeah. this will change the flow of buses.
The ambulance just went and stopped.
I'm guessing it's dealing with something happening in a building over there. Yeah, there's a bunch of buses around here. More news?
Oh, we are just going to get so many red light runners.
Here's a question. What bug is proportional to its impact?
Oh, like pretty much nothing.
Nothing? You reckon they're either over or under?
Hard to know. I mean, like, WannaCry and stuff like that got quite a bit.
The ransomware?
Yeah. Like, it got to the point where my doctor was asking me about that, and I was like...
That was probably a reasonably proportional impact, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they probably were right.
Yeah, fellas.
Yeah.
And ladies. Ooh, fellas.
There's
and
another
ladies.
Siren in the distance.
Vanished. Can't hear it now.
No, I can hear it. You got to take an ear off.
Ow! Oh, my ear.
Van Gogh in the office.
Back on. Fellas and ladies, for any ladies listening. Do you know... No, I'm not going to say that, actually. Don't worry, carry on.
What aren't you going to say? My sister's in the room. She might...
No, it's fine. It's not sexist. It was just something I didn't know. There are a bunch of people, females...
Oh, she's actually looking
women,
at you now.
...who object to being called females or chicks. There are a bunch of females or chicks who object to being called females or chicks. They're like, call me a woman. That's what I am. And I use the term female, and like one got angry.
So Jean seemed surprised, but once
okay
you finally finished that blunt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just confusing for me, because I was like, oh, geez. Here we are, learning about everyday empathy on the bus factor.
We should just call everyone humans.
That's weird. Hello, fellow human. I think people are looking more offended by that.
Is that still there? No, he's moved on. Damn.
Let me just... No, he's gone. Yeah, they didn't vlog much, did he? Actually, do you think he radioed ahead, like one of the bus drivers, and was like, go around for 5 minutes?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the... Oh, yeah, they go down Wakefield for this one, don't
we
they?
We do get some tuners, yeah. That's, remember, tuners.
Oh, yeah.
Tuners.
Yeah, but tuners are always going to come here. Oh, do you have, like, something on your arm?
I have a chip inside of it. Or just like muscles.
It's but you were like looking closely at it.
Yeah, I was just like poking it. Sometimes I get sore and it's hard to tell like, oh, is that the radioactive tritium in my arm hurting me? Or is it just like I knocked it?
So you are actually the radioactive man.
The radioactive man. No, it is tritium, but it's coated in lead, so it doesn't hurt me. So I'm fine.
Lead's good for you, right?
Mm.
I haven't heard anything bad about lead in your bloodstream.
Do you think that... Look at this beer here. Think about me. Do you really think I act like someone who has a little bit of lead in my bloodstream at all times? Nah.
Oh, he's speeding through. Look
at
him go.
He's going like reasonably fast. I don't think he's speeding though, was he?
So like you see, oh actually it's not on the camera, but our speed limit here is 30. Oh no, it is on the camera. There.
Yeah. You also
our speed limit is 30. Yes. I reckon he was doing more than 30.
Might have been. Yeah, 30 is quite slow, isn't it?
So one thing we potentially could do is really rudimentary speed detection.
Oh, yeah. Let's deal with that after we get the cartographic, dude. I do agree, though, at some
point. We were getting a new camera, weren't we?
No, someone mentioned they might be able to get us a camera.
Right,
It's like very much in the like...
Whoa, Roomba weren't like that.
Someone's throwing shit around the office. If you can't respect the office, get out.
Ooh. He's spoken.
How about you? Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, you can stay.
she actually went back to the shop to get it. Oh, where's he going? Fuck, that was a heavy break.
Stopped? Yeah,
did you see him go?
Yeah, he does sometimes get a little bit of wiggle on. It looks like a shitty bus, though, so maybe he's just dealing with it.
Well, it's Silver Railway Station 5. Or it's the 5.
Huh?
Is it a 5?
Yeah, it's 5. I mean, or a 51. Yeah, it's
5.
Definitely something 5.
I don't know
let's get some more news. Come on, let's get some more news in.
Oh, new news.
This one's funny. It's not funny. It's a little bit funny.
Well, we're talking about Wi-Fi still?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can talk about...
What's that one?
I don't know. Someone just wrote up something.
Someone added some dirty words to the board. Something about taking a load? What? Mental load. What's mental load?
I know. Should we talk about the Wi-Fi stuff? Because we haven't talked about Wi-Fi enough.
Hey, you know what's funny? If you say Wi-Fi instead of Wi-Fi, people are like, what? It's weird.
Oh, so that's red. No, I think I saw him go through. Just
replay it, bro.
No, it's too late. Whoa.
Someone's messing up the office.
Whoa.
It's Come on, let's get back on track. Let's get back on track.
Yeah, we're talking about Wi-Fi.
Okay, so did you know that the NASA Wi-Fi password got leaked?
The NASA Wi-Fi?
The NISI Wi-Fi.
No, you can't say NISI.
The NISI Wi-Fi.
The NASA. Should we just say NASA? Anything that people commonly...
Was it NASA? The NASA Wi-Fi?
No, because people commonly say NASA is NASA.
Yeah.
So instead you spell out the letters.
NASA, Wi-Fi, whatever. The point is the space station Wi-Fi password got leaked because someone on our stream was like, what's the Wi-Fi password up there? And he was like, this is the Wi-Fi password.
But
is it exploitable? I don't know.
It's reasonably far away. Right?
It is. Someone talked about getting like a directional antenna up there. You're happy to do it. But what do you think you get access to up there? Probably not much.
Just research stuff.
Surely you wouldn't get access to like the control system. So.
Oh, you would hope not. You would hope not.
This does make me think of like the airplanes or like anything. Yeah, surely not. Surely not. So maybe you would. Maybe connect to it and like get to control some shit.
I wonder what their higher level overseeing group is.
What?
Like, are they covered under aeronautical or like another space thing?
What are you talking about? Who is covered under what? What?
The space station.
The space station, the International Space Station.
Yeah, like is it like who overlooks
it's a combined
how secure
thing.
It is?
The combined thing by...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know that, but like who... So like all the airplanes in the world, they're all overseen by like various civil aviation authorities.
Yeah, each individual one, yeah.
But that's also overseen by a global one.
Oh, so you're saying is there a global space agency? I don't think there is.
Well, not a global space agency. Someone that oversees the...
Space agency stuff?
Security
I think
of...
you're describing a global space agency.
No. Someone that looks at the security of the space agency.
A global space agency security?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I don't think there is one. Each of the individual ones is the EPA, European, or ESA rather.
ESA, CASA, NASA, SpaceX.
SpaceX, no, I don't think they are not actually part of it.
No, they just go up there anyway. They help out the space station though, which is
kinda
fucking cool.
I wouldn't call it help out. It's not like they're
doing
it. They
deliver
shit
there.
They get paid a shit ton for it.
Well, but I suppose they're just like a postal service at the moment.
Yeah, they're like a contractor. I wouldn't call that helping out exactly.
I think it's good though. Yeah.
It's like, oh, someone gave me 10K, so I brought them 10K with the shit. Look at me helping out. It's not helping out. Helping out like implies that you're giving
well,
something.
Well, my point is, I think it's good that it's getting less governmental. And it's just commercial. There's pros and cons.
There is pros and cons. You, Mr. Open Source, I thought you'd be against that.
I'm against government.
Okay, are you not against corporations?
Yeah, but I think there's...
You'd rather corporations were in control than governments?
I think more people in control is better than...
Corporations centrify control, not...
Governments centrify control so much more. And it's now...
I can't believe this shit.
So it's going from only governments to governments and corporations.
Governments are run by the people. Okay, not always. Yeah. Like, there are political things.
Yeah.
Corporations are, like, by their nature, centrify and dehumanize everything they touch.
Yeah.
For example...
I'd say governments also do that.
I think it's different. I think it's different. I do know what you're saying. They kind of do. You've seen, like, the studies basically showing that humans will do anything in a corporation, right? Like, there's just no moral... they'll do anything that's immoral.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. Like, governments are a little bit less like that, I think. They're less shitty because they run, like, people get voted in, voted out, not like corporations.
Yeah, but like, so, for example, like NASA, this is getting political, but like...
Damn right it's getting political.
So like NASA...
You said, fucking goddamn it.
It's basically run like a corporation that's paid for by the government.
Kinda, yeah, a little bit.
So it's basically the same, but it's controlled by the government, which is basically controlled by rich people.
And corporations aren't.
Corporations are, but...
Corporations are controlled way more by rich people than the government.
And what interests do the corporation rich people have compared to the political rich people?
Corporation people try and influence the government, sure. But that's the point. Corporation people have to spend money to influence the government. If the government was inherently as corrupt as corporations, they wouldn't need to spend money for it.
Oh, no. I see my big thing is if, like, a random corporation can start cutting into what only the government could do, then it opens it up for more people to do just the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I think that happened with Facebook, right? Yeah. Yeah, Facebook cut into stuff that previously the other people were doing. And, oh, wait, no, that's the opposite. Facebook took over, became the biggest thing, fucked up everything, including governmental elections.
Why haven't you accepted my friend invite on Diaspora?
I don't. Diaspora. I was going to say, I don't have Facebook. Whatever. Let's try and tone down the political nature. The point is, your political views are fucking
social.
Dumb. Your political views are dumb. I hate them. Grr.
So are yours.
I don't like corporations and they're fucking...
Oh, that's just not all.
Let's go down. What's the next lesson there? Domino's Pizza. Did you guys know Domino's Pizza got hacked? I believe it was the Australian
How'd you
one.
Know?
I know because one day I started getting spam to pizza@ss23.kink.nz. And I thought, fuck me, some pizza place is being hacked.
You're going to get a lot more spam now because people are like, oh shit, what was that email again?
Yeah, but like this is already burned, right?
Yeah.
Pizza rat's already burned. So I don't care about spam. I already get a shit ton of spam on that now after Pete Domino's got hacked. I don't know. This isn't an interesting story. It just affects me personally because like, well, this is spam. It was very confusing.
Yeah.
And it was all like they knew my name and shit. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, turns out Domino's Australia got hacked, who I have ordered from before. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was annoying. I regret not using Domino's Pizza at SS23.nz because then I would have been able to identify it immediately and be like, yo, breaking the news story on the bus factor. Hey, speaking of, because we're almost at the end of the show, I think it's time we hit up the B-roll.
Oh, yeah. We do have our pigeon life.
So this is the reward for getting through this far, guys. Here we are. This is
Shit. There's a pigeon. Do you see that?
No.
It's up there. He's up on the trolley lines.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yes. Yeah, okay.
I have no idea if you can. Yeah. You can see some flapping, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. And now he's up on the trolley lines. He might actually be this guy that Stephen saw
before.
Probably
not. This guy was retarded. Look at him. Here he is.
So this is the office.
From inside the office. So this is one of the bus factors.
Can we screen this? We don't have bad reflections, do we?
No, it's good. Look at him. Look at it. Look at fucking Pidgey. This is earlier in the day. This is McDonald's. You can see where this... Bang! Oh, poor pigeon, mate. Oh, jeez. Oh.
Left side, we do want that loop on. Do you see how I did that quickly?
Yeah, it's also lagging really bad now.
Oh, fuck.
There he is.
We're not watching this.
Oh, sorry. Are we
missing? I don't think we missed anything.
Yeah. Point is, check out that fucking pigeon, mate. He, hurt himself.
Turn it, not straight.
Just hasn't been a good time. Two red light runners? We must have missed some.
We probably have.
But I've seen so many people. So as I was saying, there was someone recording the other day. They weren't in a council uniform. They were just recording.
And look at this guy. Oh,
the pigeon or someone else?
Oh, God.
You talking about the pigeon? Is that what I'm looking at here? Look at this guy, the pigeon.
Restart.
Look at him.
Yeah, look him go.
I like how it opens up with...
You like
oh, who's up. That behind there? Oh, it's your fucking pigeon, mate. Look at him. Pidgey.
He was actually doing that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He struggles getting back on.
He has concussion. His family is seeking reparations from the government. The building inaccessible.
Yeah, that is just
so bad.
Just every time you talk.
Inaccessible ways that caused a concussion. Yes.
So after that, he went down to another bar. So you know how you see that beautiful bar in the middle of your screen? It's actually at the bottom of the screen.
It's in focus all the time. That bar has an uncanny ability.
It's more in focus at night time, I notice. Oh, well, sure. Like it's night time, but before we hit daylight savings when it was dark outside, that pole was just the most in focus.
One day we'll fix it.
We won't. You know we won't.
It's not true. We might one day.
But yeah, he basically flew down to a pole kind of below that.
Yeah.
And just camped there for like half an hour. What he could have done was just go a centimeter below and fly out of this like...
He had a concussion. He was fucking trying to chill out. He was like, ooh, hurt my head. I'm going to sit up here. It's going to just chill out for a bit.
I know.
Try poor and ring pigeon. His wife. Try and ring his wife and be like,
actually, a bus story about a pigeon once. Huh? There was a. I've got a bus story about a pigeon.
Okay. Oh, if a pigeon got on a bus and caused a crash, that'd be so good.
Should I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, so I was waiting at the railway station for a bus.
Yeah.
And there was a pigeon with like a broken leg or something.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are like that. Seagulls.
It was hopping away and he like got to the curb and then like just fell off the curb, fucking smacked his head. And I was just like, whoa, that just happened. And then a bus turned up and I'm like, oh my God, this pigeon, is just gonna.
Pigeon, no, get out of there, pigeon, mate.
it was like knocked out or something. And I was like, oh my God, the bus is just like gonna go over it or something. Like,
did you save him?
So, no, I didn't save him. I'm like, fuck, I'm not jumping in front of the bus.
Save a pigeon.
The bus stopped.
Just before.
Ooh. Driver got out, picked up a pigeon.
Wait, the bus driver saw the pigeon?
The bus driver saw the pigeon.
Oh my goodness.
Picked it up. Put it on the side of the
what a caring bus driver.
Then jumped back in. Yeah. And I was just like,
pigeons are rats with wings.
That shit happened. And like as I got on the bus, like coming to Adele, like, that pigeon's just gonna do the same thing. The next bus driver is not gonna do that.
Yeah. I do think it's funny because bus drivers try and murder people all the time, but a pigeon, they're like, no, pigeon mate, come on.
I did notice this one was a woman bus driver.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to say a woman pigeon, and I'm like, shit, I don't know how to sex pigeons.
I've seen pigeons having sex.
Yeah, no, it's to sex a pigeon
it
means...
basically looks like they're just fighting in midair.
I mean, cats kind of look
it's
like
fucking
that.
Fucking weird. Yeah, but they do it while they're flying. It's nuts.
I mean, if I could fly, fuck yeah, I'd have sex while flying. Right? Are you telling me you'd be like, oh, I can fly, but I'm just going to chill down here and have sex? Like, fuck that. You can fly and have sex. Fucking over a city and shit. Hell yeah.
What's the animal you would want to be?
If I was any animal.
Any animal.
Ignoring sex, because I really don't think the sex would be that pleasurable.
Oh, what's this guy doing? He's slowing down. He was slowing
He's
down.
He's confused. When? If I could be any animal. No, I'm not going to say if I could be any animal. But, okay, we have a guest wants to say something.
A fox having sex sounds like it's mutilating a baby.
Nice. I'd be a fox.
I can actually vouch for that. She has, when she lived in UK, outside her flat,
and whatnot. Yeah.
There were just foxes everywhere.
Yeah.
It was funny. We were like, we'd never seen a fox before. Oh, look, there's a fox. Oh, it's like just going through the rubber. Oh, wow, now it's like just eating something.
Yeah. I mean, they're scavengers, those foxes.
And like, you think of how you see foxes on like cartoons and stuff, and you're like, oh, foxes are so cute.
Foxes
oh, my
are
God.
Cute.
No, they're not. They're fucking manky and red.
No, okay. Like, fucking feral foxes aren't cute, sure. But domesticated foxes are nice. Like, you've seen the domesticated Russian fox project?
Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking cute as. They're fucking so cute. Okay, so if I could be an animal.
Any animal.
I don't know who I'd be, but I know what my spirit animal is. What animal I am.
What
my
animal?
My fursona.
Are you?
A walrus, mate.
A walrus. I am the walrus.
I just like waddle around. I want a pet walrus because imagine how cool it'd be to
waddle
go
around. You wouldn't go that quick. You'd be like,
exactly. Yeah, you get it, right? That's me to it under a tank.
Why not a sloth then?
No, it's different. And plus, you go swimming with your walrus, mate, because he's fucking a good swimmer. You go swimming with him. He comes up, you use him as a couch. You're fucking chilling out on the beach. Just use him as a couch. How fucking good would that be?
Yeah, fair enough.
Be fucking nice.
When you are the walrus, you won't sit on the walrus.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But I just think it'd be cool to be a walrus. You swim around and shit.
I always wanted to be a bird, like fly around and shit.
Oh, that's so fucking cliche.
Yeah, but then I like change. Then
I'm
I wanted
glad.
To be like a snake.
A snake?
You like slither around.
Snakes are the garbage, the most garbage animals we have.
Yeah, no.
Literally, if you go on Wikipedia, there's like a biologist being like, snakes are like a garbage bin of like shitty evolutionary failures.
You saw a few snakes a month back.
Fucking platypus cons. What a fucking snake. And he did that thing. He was like going for the park benches, and we were also going for it. And you know how when two people are going for the park bench, and you both like, oh, and we got there first, the snake was like, I wasn't even trying to go there, and you just kind of slid it off. I knew. He was doing that thing where he was like, come on, get there, and he was going slow, and he fucked fine. I didn't even want to be here. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, because he saw a few snakes, a few spiders. The things they say about Australia, they're true, right?
What things? They're racist. Oh, that they yes. have. They're
oh, this one.
Eight.
Finally, fucking easy. Got to three. No, that's the wrong one.
What's up, my acrylic friend?
Oh,
come on, use your Ukrainian skills, Hugh. What does it say?
I don't know if that interact. Do you reckon we can copy paste out of here?
Oh, you should, it just says what's up. I know.
I'll try. Oh wow, it's like selected in there.
Hello, Mr. 21 Daddy 12.
Ooh.
Close it. Use your phone.
It's fine once it starts.
It's not. It sounds like a pedophile name, doesn't it? 21 Daddy 12. No offense, 21 Daddy 12, but it kind of does.
Do you reckon this will work?
It's going to say what's up.
It did work.
See, I fucking knew it.
No, it says Zardova. Zardova, what happened?
He's asking what's up. Because we're broadcasting.
Oh, no, he said what?
Oh, stop it. Don't just stop it. I'm sorry, 21 Daddy 12. I'm interested. My goodness. Are you gonna have to, it's going to lag as you open it up again.
No, because I haven't closed it. Oh, I have closed
you
it.
You have. Just come on. Really?
Oh, who closed it?
Sounds so bad.
It didn't like that.
It is. You're so optimistic about things you shouldn't be optimistic about.
I can in Ukraine. Oh, should I talk some Ukrainian?
You don't remember any Ukrainian. You did Ukrainian.
Mama e tata.
Then what does it mean?
Mum and dad.
Oh, yeah?
Dad.
How do you say honey in Ukrainian?
I forgot. It was one of the first lessons.
Yeah.
Should There's remember. Borscht.
Borscht means what?
It's like that soup stuff.
Oh, really? It's like a
Remember
food?
You were there when I looked up. I was like,
yeah, I remember.
What the fuck is borscht?
I don't remember like the words. I remember the situation. Sorry, we don't speak Ukrainian. We only speak English, unfortunately, and French, and Spanish. You speak Spanish.
Yeah, I speak
Spanish, Italian.
Spanish, Italian, English, bit of German,
Python, Golang.
Tiny bit of Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Tiny, very yeah,
like,
small.
Like, I speak more Maori than you speak Ukrainian.
Literally the only thing in Ukrainian I can remember at the moment is Mama e Tata. Yeah.
You're probably saying it wrong as well.
I think it's right.
Yeah, probably not.
There is actually someone at my old work drinks that she was like, I'm Ukrainian. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Well, I speak a bit of Ukrainian. Then I went to the toilet, pulled out Duolingo, did a couple of lessons, went back out, and I was like, oh, yeah, is it Ukrainian? Started saying some shit. And she was like, oh, wow, you like no Ukrainian. And I was like, yeah.
Very little Ukrainian.
And then she was like, why didn't you learn Russian? And I'm like, oh, it wasn't on Duolingo when I started.
Which is interesting that Ukrainian was on there. Sure.
It was. So Russian is now, but...
I want to learn Russian.
I know. Like, I'll probably go back to Ukrainian because I've done a bit. So yeah. I did quite a few lessons, but...
I don't know what the language crossover is like.
I haven't kept it up. I think it's good.
Someone said that you were in Ukraine. I could speak English. What's going on? We're not actually in Ukraine, no. We are in Wellington, New Zealand.
Yeah.
And we have a information security...
podcast.
And bus-related podcasts.
So yeah, so
every
we...
Every week we talk about buses and technology, information security.
So on the... left-hand side of the screen, you can see like a traffic light.
A red light, traffic light.
Yeah, so it's green at the bottom, then it goes to orange,
then
it goes to
them green. In South Africa, they call
robots.
Them robots.
Yeah, robots.
Which they are robots, I guess.
Yeah.
Ordinator.
But yeah, so once the traffic light goes red, no one's allowed to go through it.
he knows how traffic lights work.
No, traffic lights work different in every country.
Not that different, surely.
Oh, like some, I don't know, like England has like weird ones.
They all get the idea. Sometimes you're allowed to go and sometimes you're not.
But yeah, so we count how many buses go through this particular red light.
There has been.
Oh, I wonder if we can like make our mouse appear there. That would be kind of cool.
We're almost done for today anyway.
Yeah.
Do we have any other news? Mental load.
Mental load.
I don't know what that means. Someone else put this one up. Oh, okay. You've got like 30. Can you do it next episode? Oh, okay. Next episode, we're going to be talking about mental load.
Oh, we're actually going to be in Christchurch.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're not going to.
Yeah, we're going to be in Christchurch next episode.
That's right. Next episode is going to be live from the grassy knolls where we can drink beer.
The grassy knoll. Are there any knolls still there?
What are knolls technically? They're just hills, right?
They're hills, but there was an earthquake. It's all flat, right?
Being like liquefied, yeah. Liquefied? Is that the correct term? Like, you know, like
we're in Wellington, New Zealand.
Well, New Zealand, yes. The land of the long white cloud, Aotearoa, New Zealand.
I suppose we could like actually write that.
The other part of Australia. Like, that's dumb. Why? Oh, you mean to him?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. I thought you meant like put it on the screen country. Constantly. Well, we're ending the episode anyway. How about we just end the episode?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I hope you will enjoy.
Oh, yeah. So, we're in Christchurch next week. If anyone wants to come visit, we will be at ChristchurchCon.
Yes. I'm speaking and Dave is speaking.
Yeah.
I'm talking about tour.
I'm not speaking this time, but I will be
there
for the bust. At ChristchurchCon. Mm. No, I was going to do some training, I think, but then I didn't end up submitting.
The IRL.
Yeah.
In any case, we will be back next week. Hopefully, if like the police come and tell us to fuck off, then we won't be.
Yeah. We won't actually have any red lights. So we scoped this out on Google Maps. We won't have red lights where we're planning on
going.
We'll just
have buses.
We'll count how many buses. It might be interesting how many buses go past.
Yeah.
If there's any... Oh my God, look at that cute sparrow.
Oh,
look
at him.
Can we see the cute sparrow on here?
Oh, he's gone away. Oh.
Replay.
Oh, there he is. Look at him.
He's just hopping along. Oh. And then, yeah, he flies
off. I used
to
shoot sparrows. They're actually quite hard to kill.
Wow.
Well, I had a gun and I just fucking, you know how it is. Yeah, gun. You got to shoot some birds and sparrows.
You know.
Sparrows die when you shoot them. The fucking, what do you call them? Miners? The kind of bigger ones? The black ones?
Oh, yeah, I know the ones.
They don't die. You shoot them with the slug, they'll just fucking fly away.
Wow.
I presume they'll die later, but
yeah.
As a small child with a gun, I wanted to get the prize. The sparrows were okay.
Fair enough.
Fantails were okay. Oh, I think it's illegal, but...
We should stop talking about illegal things.
Sorry.
So...
Yes, we'll be next week. Catch you later.
We'll be in Christchurch, and thanks Perilou for this music.
Thanks to you guys for listening to it. The episode.
Thanks for our Patreon for the single bus we saw.